The sewage and water conditions in some Alaska villages have been compared to third world countries. As many as 30 use honey buckets. In Southeast, the situation isn't as extreme, but there's still room for improvement. Kasan and Angoon have outdated systems, and the grants will help fund engineering studies to get projects rolling.
Everybody goes to the bathroom, and so, you know, it just ensures that our system is going to be good for another 20, 30 years.
Albert Kukesh III is the grants manager for the city of Angoon. The feds awarded the city more than $52,000. The state added another $17,000. Kukesh said at one point, the town's septic tank was leaking three times more sewage into Chatham Strait than the state permits.
Chatham Strait is a pretty big strait, and it's basically the main marine travel passes right in front of Angoon. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that we weren't leaking anything out into the environment and making sure that, you know, what we collect and what we gather for subsistence uses is contaminant-free.
He says they were able to come up with a Band-Aid fix, but the grant will help with the design of a new system. The city of Angoon plans to start construction to replace the tank next October. In the village of Kasan, waste is pumped into the bay. Timothy Willis, a water plant operator, says a corroded pipe has caused problems.
We get ocean water flowing back into our sewer system, which then causes some overflowing of stuff that you don't want overflowing in the streets.
He says it's not an ideal system, but it's one regularly seen in Southeast villages. People know not to fish and gather by the bay. The sewage isn't treated.
It's mostly decomposed. Like, it's not like chunks of poop floating around. It's more bacterial liquid getting into the water.
The more than $37,000 grant and state match could help. There are plans to do a preliminary environmental and engineering report. But Willis says the grant money alone won't be enough to finish the project.
You know, not to scoff anything, is we're very appreciative with what we get, but it's a smaller amount of money. It'll help towards a match, towards a larger sum of money later that'll actually help with the actual project itself of replacing the lines and equipment.
Willis estimates about 25% of residents are still on honey buckets. He says there are some loose plans to redesign Kasan's septic system. But for now, it's about keeping the sewage off the street. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.